views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're going to be talking about manifesting. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, this is a really important topic. For all the years I've been doing this work, it's one of the most common topics when I'm working with clients. So tell us, is manifesting possible?
It truly is possible, yes. And we're not going to tell you today that it's not, but there's so many big, big misconceptions. Here's the first one. Here's the first misconception is that we can manifest from a phony part of ourselves. Our expertise, Patricia, is that we understand energies. We understand subtle energies. We can see them. We can sense them. We can, we're really good at knowing when they exist. And we see that the universe is organized to respond to our intention. But, and we haven't even talked about this. She's going to give me the eye because I'm give me the look because I just said this. But, one of the most important parts of this program today is that your intention comes from your authentic self, not your virtual self. And probably a way to say that more specifically is that when it comes from our virtual self, it's not pure.
Say that again. When it comes from our virtual self,
our intention is not pure.
Okay.
So,
wait a minute, Jason. Let's not get confused here. Explain the difference between authentic self and virtual self.
Okay. In order to understand your authentic self, you have to understand your virtual self. The virtual self is that self that you put on when you go for a job interview, when you go meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time. When
he's talking about himself there.
Yeah, go ahead. When you're in a social situation and you have to look good, most people when they go to work in the work environments that are there today, it's not about being authentic. It's about being using your virtual self because you go there, you go to work, and you project this aura of I'm competent. I know what I'm doing. I've got this. I've got this handled. I'm in charge. Everything's going to be okay. That, even if that's not true, we project that, we play that role. The virtual self is like playing a role in a play.
Okay. Wait a minute. So your virtual self is from programming.
Yes.
Okay.
It's something that you create. It's not real. Mm-hmm. It's something that you...
And by the way, we all need a virtual self. Don't misunderstand us here.
Because the way the world is today...
It's a requirement.
It helps keep us safe.
Yes.
There's a lot of venues where our authentic self is not appropriate.
Well,
I'm just telling you the way that we see it. You may say, well, it shouldn't be that way. Or maybe it shouldn't. But I see that's what we see as
right
the way it is.
Right now, that's the way it is.
Yes.
And you act out this virtual role, but the truth is, understand, it's not really you.
And some people get confused because sometimes they start to believe that their virtual self is their real self.
Yes.
Most of the problems in marriages, and we've had so many clients with, you know, marriage problems, come from the idea that they married someone because they believe the other person's virtual self, and they come to find out that their virtual self wasn't real.
Exactly.
You know, often I see part of the problems that we have with clients when we work with them is that they believe other people's virtual self, and they don't understand that it's kind of phony. It's fake. So, and the worst thing, of course, is when you start to believe your own virtual self and don't, and you, at that point, you've really pushed aside your authentic self.
And by the way, completely. That is one of the most common things that does happen. I thought I was this way.
Yes.
But I'm not.
Yes.
And something keeps telling me I'm not, but I don't want to believe it.
You know, parental expectations often are programming mechanisms that help us create a virtual self.
Right.
So in order to please our parents, we create a persona that they want us to see in us. And it's not true.
Yeah.
If you want to see authentic people, go to kindergarten or preschool. You know, those kids are real. They don't, you know, they don't make any, they're not programmed yet. So
okay, but they still have negative energy attached to them.
Yes. And that negative energy needs to be removed.
Right.
To have their authentic self full functioning.
Okay. So because they're not fully programmed like we have been, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that brings up my next question to you. Jason, explain programming.
Okay. We've been talking about this for a long time, but whenever you force yourself, and that's the key word, trick, manipulate, seduce yourself to do things. And frankly, those are the ways we, you know, it's, I don't know that it's commonly known how to do it any other way in our society today, which leads me to the ecosystem approach,
right?
Which is what we've been talking about all along. That's why we have the radio show, is because we found that we can clear, instead of having to force ourselves to do things, we can clear away the energy that's keeping us from doing things, and then we can see who we are, and then that natural place of who we are, that authentic place of who we are, that authentic self, we start to act in ways that are pretty positive for us.
So you're saying clear the negative energies, clearing consistent, constantly and specifically.
Yes.
And you can get to what you want.
Exactly. You know, we all have these deep-seated issues, and truly, we're not taught to say, okay, let's examine those. Let's talk about those deep-seated issues. Let's examine those deep-seated issues. Most of us say, heck no, I'm not going to do that.
Really?
I'm not going to.
Why do I want to bring up something either painful or that points that I'm wrong or makes me feel bad?
And to answer that question, Patricia, is the reason is because it's covering up our essence.
Right.
And our essence, when we cover up our essence that way, it makes us sick. It makes us unhappy.
It makes us fat.
It makes us fat. It makes us incapable of doing, of living in the world in a way that is really alive and fun. And it almost changes your perspective when you start clearing away this negative energy.
So the point we're trying to make in this is that when you connect with your authentic self, in the beginning, it's not going to be, none of it's perfect. Nothing is perfect. I just want to put it out there. But when you start doing this, you find things that you actually like and love about you.
And it's from that place that manifesting is possible.
Exactly.
Most people manifest from their ego. They see the guy next door has this big house and nice car, and they say, I want that.
Well, I know somebody, everybody has someone in their life that is, that person has everything.
Or that person has something more than they do and they want it.
Right.
And usually that's because we're programmed. When we programmed, we say, you have to meet the spec. And oftentimes our ego says, I want to meet the spec and I want to manifest the spec, the specification in terms of what we should be looking like, you know. In terms of our finances, in terms of our relationships, in terms of our kids, and that's programming. And when you try and manifest from that place, it doesn't work.
Well, okay,
it comes from our ego, not from that real part of ourselves.
Right. that authentic part of ourselves. So I want to back up for just a moment. When we start uncovering, I'm going to give an example. When we start uncovering who we are, we get to do things. We find things in ourselves that we like and love. One of the things I always wanted to do, I wanted to be able to paint. So, or, you know, and be my artistic self. And that is something that I actually got to do after I started using the ecosystem approach. And I'm still doing, and of course, getting better at it all the time.
Well, and here's the main point, and that's a really great example, Patricia, because wanting to paint, you don't have to motivate yourself to paint.
Not me. No, I have to try and move things out of the way so I can.
Exactly. It you know, the things that come from your authentic place, you never have to be motivated because it's naturally sustainable.
Yeah.
And it's
a good point.
It comes to you because your intention to have painting in your life or to paint is easily manifested because it's from an authentic place and it's from a source that is very, very powerful.
Right.
Your virtual self is not very powerful and it's always conflicted because it wants one thing on one end, but it's ignored all these other things on another.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The world is organized to respond to our intentions.
Okay.
Your intentions do not come from ego, your virtual self, or your programmed wants. Okay. Your intentions can only come from your authentic self, which needs to be uncovered. And the ecosystem approach removes the negative energy that covers up both your intentions and your authentic self.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the law of attraction and vision boards. Help yourself understand what really works and what doesn't. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about manifesting, and in this segment, we're going to talk about the law of attraction. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what is the law of attraction, and what does it have to do with manifesting?
The law of attraction says that like attracts like. That means that your energy and your thoughts will attract what you want. The common interpretation is that if you think about what you want, you will manifest it. But the misconception is around the difference between thoughts, feelings, the virtual self, and the authentic self.
Okay, we need an explanation here.
What people try and do is to control their thoughts and feelings, which of course just creates a new virtual self. I've seen people become fanatics about being positive, which is a form of programming. It's phony. It's not true. We say, okay, I'm going to be positive from now on, but you can't fake being positive. Well, you can, but it doesn't feel very good.
But that's lying to yourself.
It's lying to everybody else.
Right.
And you can't lie your way to manifesting.
Okay.
You know, the energetic world knows the difference between phony and real.
So then how do you get to that manifesting part of you?
By clearing away the negative emotions that are attached to your authentic self. Because when you're manifesting from your authentic self, first of all, you're much more clear about what you want. Most people, when they start to manifest, they do it from ego. They do it from...
Need. Like money, kind of thing.
Or programming. Mm-hmm. I've got to be like everybody else. So I want to manifest stuff so I can be like everybody else. It doesn't work that way. And when you start creating a virtual self, or you start using programming to or ego to manifest, those energies aren't pure. They're not as powerful, they're not as effective as when you're manifesting from your authentic self. Now, there's one caveat.
Okay.
There are a lot of people in the world today who've been successful that come from obsession. Obsession is really focused negative energy. It's obsession is, I'm going to get this because I have been wounded so bad that I will do anything it takes to get
something whatever it is I want.
So whatever it is I want because of the false belief that I feel it will help me overcome this pain of whatever whatever pain that caused the obsession in the first place. That does work, but it's not a very healthy, holistic, balanced way, and there's always a lot of negatives associated with that.
Well, and I've heard so many times, that's not exactly what I thought it would be like this, you know, manifesting. I thought it would be like this when they got what they wanted, but I realize that isn't what I want now. And the other thing I've heard is, oh, and I really can't handle it.
You've heard all the stories about people that all of a sudden become famous.
Yeah, you know, big time.
They're number one in The Voice or whatever those talent shows are, you know, and they rise to stardom you know,
how about
overnight.
You've got talent?
Yes, you've got talent. Exactly. Maybe they tried to manifest that, but all of a sudden they can't enjoy it. They have everything they've always wanted. They thought, but they didn't. It doesn't feel good. It feels like.
Who was the guy? Hugh Hefner. Didn't he create this unbelievable Playboy guy?
Yeah.
That's not the one I'm thinking of. The one that did the airplane and then created all this money.
They're both Hughes, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. What color is that? Anyway, I couldn't resist.
Wait, you have to wonder if Hugh Hefner really was sexually satisfied.
No, we're not going there. That's not what I meant.
The point is that if you want to be disappointed in what you manifest, do it from your virtual self. Do it from obsession.
Right.
Do it from a point of being so angry.
Oh, that's what
angry.
I'm going to get up and do tomorrow is yes. be disappointed about it. No, that's what I'm trying to say, everyone. Don't do it that way.
On the other hand, if you manifest from your authentic self,
right.
it's deeply satisfying. And it almost feels effortless. It almost feels easy because you don't have to push yourself. You don't have to force yourself to do things when you're connected to your authentic self. It just seems really, it seems amazing. It's like what Patricia was talking about in terms of painting, being an artist,
it's amazing. And by the way, I'm not great, but it is so amazing.
She's a lot better than she, you know, and we're going to manifest having her be more objective about her painting, but that's another show.
Okay. So I just want to, doing the ecosystem approach is amazing because you're not only getting rid of negative energies, but you're also connecting with your authentic self. And it is the most amazing thing. But
here's the most important point.
Okay.
When you deny your deep emotions that, in other words, if you're using your virtual self and you're just going to push all that stuff aside, and say, I just want to manifest right now. I don't want to deal with all that other stuff, those deep emotions and issues that I've had all my life. You are creating an energy that says, I'm afraid of these emotions and I can't handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't manifest with that energy, that fear, you know, that worry, that unworthiness, that shame, that guilt. It doesn't manifest very well from that energy at all. And that's where manifesting falls flat. Is that people said, I don't want to worry about that. I'm just going to go for the
yeah. I just want the car.
I'm just going to go for the pot of gold, and that's it.
Yeah.
And your essence is the true source of manifesting. And if there are deep issues, your essence wants those removed.
Okay.
Your essence is saying, I'm hurting over here. Get rid of those deep seated issues. And what you're saying about the ecosystem approach is the only thing that we know of that really addresses those deep-seated issues in a very concrete way and gets rid of them.
So, Jason, what's the newsletter bonus for this week?
We're going to offer some energies that open you up to your authentic self so you can manifest from a real place.
We're going to offer some clearings.
Some clearings. And it's all written down for you. You can put it on your, you know, you get the email on your smartphone and look at it, you know, all during the week. We've been getting really good feedback that people read this stuff over and over and over again and use those clearings on a daily basis, which is exactly what you need to do to manifest.
Okay, so the most positive thing you can do for yourself is to clear negative emotions and energies.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the key to manifesting.
Okay.
You know, it's those negative energies that get in your way that keep you from manifesting more than anything else.
Well, but I've heard and actually tried to do a few things myself. Let's talk about the manifesting tools.
Okay. This is out there. There's a lot of misconceptions about these tools. One of them is, hey, just foster a feeling of gratitude. And
we're not saying there's anything wrong with gratitude.
The key is foster.
Or
you should be, when you hear should, you should, there's something in the back of your head should, you know, the hair in the back of your head should go up. That's a form of force. Mm-hmm. You can't force yourself to be grateful. You know, Patricia and I moved to this new house here outside of Yosemite. We love it here. And we're always talking about how grateful we are to be here, how much we love it. But it's not something that's forced. It's how we feel.
True.
And real gratitude, a lot of people use gratitude as a way, as a means to get something. And that's phony. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work.
So what about dream boards and vision boards, Jason?
There's nothing wrong with either one of those. Mm-hmm. However, if you use a vision board to focus on what you want, that's great. But the most important thing to focus on what you want is to clear away the negative emotions that are keeping you from what you want.
Okay.
And so sometimes they can be a distractions.
All right. What about affirmations?
Affirmations, and this is because we understand energy, they never remove the negative energies in your way. And they can trap them so they're more difficult to remove.
Right.
Trying to manifest without working with your negative energies almost can become superstition. People use affirmations and a form of superstition that I'm going to do these affirmations, and then I'm going to get what I want. And they completely ignore the stuff that's in their way.
Right.
And so, the universe is not, the world is not organized that way.
Well, and what you're talking about there is the superstition thing. It's kind of like airy fairy.
You know, for us, airy fairy may be emotionally satisfying, but it really doesn't help. You know, using the ecosystem approach, you're clearing away the negative. You're doing something with it. You're not being negative, but you're clearing the stuff that's negative. You're taking action on it in the most direct, positive, forceful, strong way that there is. And it really makes a difference. The challenge, there's always a challenge to clearing the negative emotions and energies that you don't want to be removed. Energies, those negative emotions don't want to be removed. So they would rather have you ignore them. They say, hey, you know, stay away from us.
But the best challenge is how much can I clear away and what do I see in that?
If you can focus on clearing the negative emotions, that's the key.
Exactly. So what are the key points of this segment, Jason?
You can't manifest from a phony place or with phony thoughts. It just doesn't work. Forcing yourself to be positive never works and actually creates more negative energy. That your essence can never be tricked or manipulated. It wants you to clear those deep issues. And negative emotions and issues have a natural resistance to being removed.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to start manifesting. We've talked about these things that don't really work. So here's the question, what does? This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about manifesting and what you can do right now to help you manifest. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you were commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, can you tell the audience how to manifest?
Yes, and it's this simple. We clear the negative energies that are in our way. And I realize that it becomes more complicated because people say, well, I don't know what's in my way. I don't know about those deep-seated issues. They're kind of foggy to me. They're not really clear.
Yeah, it's almost as if we expect people to know what to do.
You know, and the truth is we don't. We know that we don't expect anyone to know how to implement the ecosystem approach. That's why we're in the process of creating our subscription service, which is an online training for using the ecosystem on your daily life. That's very practical with all sorts of tools and classes that tell you how to do this, because basically we're changing what we've been already taught, which is that's what makes it so complicated or difficult.
Yes, meaning what we've been taught as opposed to if we learned this when we were a child.
Exactly.
Well, and you know what? I want to say to everyone, we are going to have fun doing the classes and the subscriptions. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be easy. It's going to feel really good. Mm-hmm. And it'll be, in terms of manifesting, oh my gosh, you know, you'll be manifesting all the time, whether you know it or not. You know, and I wanted to give some examples of what we do. You know, the truth is we haven't used vision boards. We certainly don't use phony gratitude affirmations, but we basically use constant, consistent, and specific clearings. And whatever we want, we start clearing what's in our way to get what we want. It is kind of simple in a way.
Give an example of what you're talking about there.
We just moved into this house, and it's our dream house. We just love it here. It's on an acre and a half, and we still have a long way to go to get it the way we want it. But
and I dream about how I want it to be.
Yes, she dreams. She does. And we clear.
Yes,
you know, do. And the more we clear ourselves and our deep-seated issues, the more clear we are about kind of how we want it to be.
Exactly.
You know, it's not something we have to force or manipulate or trick. It just kind of comes forward, you know. And you know, for us, just being here is a dream come true, because it's where we belong. It's
yeah.
It's the perfect place for us.
Yes.
And so, you know, the other thing, that good health is a big is
well,
a big for us.
Well, I was just going to say, Jason, can you do the same thing with health?
Yes. You know, for me, I've lost a lot of weight. And I'm going to continue to lose weight. But my focus really isn't on weight. My focus is on health. And then beyond that is my deep-seated issues. Because those deep-seated issues are what gets in my way.
You know, he
being
keeps
healthy.
Telling me he's perfect, everyone. maybe he and I should do some clearing about that. Yeah. I'm just giving him a bad time, everyone.
Well, and the truth is that our health is connected to those deep-seated issues.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, Patricia had a heart valve replacement. It was a surprise. It was surprised. It was a congenital defect. But what's really clear about our health is that is how we deal with these things.
Yes.
It's not like clearing doesn't make it perfect, but what happens is that she had the open heart surgery, the valve replaced, and her health is great now. Sometimes I think it's even better than it was before.
Yes.
You know, that's from the clearing. We've seen that with a lot of clients where we cleared their way through a health problem and they seem to be better than they were before they had the problem.
Well, let's talk about money.
Everybody, when they talk about manifesting, they think about money. And, you know, we still don't have the money at the levels and level of security that we want, but it just kind of comes to us mm-hmm. and it keeps coming to us and from unexpected places. And we clear a little bit for money, but for the most part, we work on those deep-seated issues. And frankly, if there was a magic way to manifest is to spend the time, take the time to work on those deep-seated issues.
It's kind of amazing because when you even take 5 minutes for yourself, and you know, here's a big key: when you take 5 minutes for yourself and do clearing in that time, you will find that things start changing around you. It's really amazing. And one of the biggest things that for health and money that people should be doing or could be doing is clearing away the guilt and shame of what they don't have.
Yes.
So, Jason, well, that was kind of that great segue. What is the biggest block to manifesting?
There's two things. First is impatience.
I want it now. I want it right now.
Exactly. People come to us and they're almost like they've felt like they've struggled with this for so long,
I deserve it. I deserve it right now.
I deserve it, but more importantly, I'm not sure I can live if I don't get it right now.
Oh yeah.
And first of all, that's an illusion. It's always an illusion, and that impatience, that need to have it right now, is a form of hopelessness that says if I don't get it right now, I don't believe that I can trust that I'll ever get it.
So, and by the way, that's creating a block.
All those
right
things,
there.
Yes, that's a block. And all those things are energies that what?
They can be cleared.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The second biggest block to manifesting is people don't want to go to those deep-seated issues. They don't want to feel that emotional pain of the negative that's attached to us. And I get it. You know, who would want to do that?
I'm going to sit down and feel the pain of being adopted. I'm going to sit down and feel the pain of that none of my relationships are working. Yay.
We don't want to go there. The truth is that this is a misconception in psychology that says you have to feel your feelings.
Or how about you have to talk your feelings through? You know, Jason, let's back up for just a moment. How much money have you spent and how much time did you spend in therapy?
It was a lot. And after, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of money for therapy, you know, I was able to very clearly articulate how screwed up I was. You know, I couldn't do it. I still couldn't do anything about it, but I could talk about it.
Right, with
much more clarity than I've ever had before.
And I found that I had the same exact issue. You know, at the end of, you know, 1 or 2 or 10 years, I had the same exact issue. But, I'd done a lot of talking.
The difference is we're not, you know, what's so amazing about the ecosystem approach is we're helping you change it.
Okay.
We're helping you change your life and truly change the energy, which is what the root is, as opposed to coping with it, which is just working around it.
Exactly.
So that's huge. So
how do I start? Jason,
it's really to start manifesting. It's really easy. Start any place. Start that. Then that's
really
true.
But I don't know what to clear. You know, about the feelings and the energies. What do you mean by that? Give me an example.
All you have to do is sign up for our newsletter and do those clearings every week. You know, it doesn't matter if you think that they apply to you or not. Those clearings will help you start to uncover those deep-seated issues. I guarantee it.
Okay.
You can start anywhere and that works. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
Okay. People want to manifest a relationship. Well, if you don't clear the feelings of unworthiness, fear of feeling unattractive, neediness, oh my gosh.
Hey, neediness is one of the biggest issues that everybody has and nobody wants to address.
And people want to manifest relationships without dealing with their own neediness. And it's not just, you know, it's not as obvious with men, but it's sometimes worse with men. Oh my gosh. People want to manifest money. So what do you clear? Well, clear the barriers to creativity, powerlessness, unworthiness, fear.
Okay. How about a better job?
You know, barriers to the best connections, barriers to objectivity, barriers to being attractive to a future employer. Okay. You know, most people, when they have job issues, it's about, hey, they don't understand the unattractive parts of themselves, which come from their deep-seated issues, which are in their way.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Constant, consistent, and specific clearing is the best way to manifest.
Okay.
You will naturally think about the things that are important to you to manifest them.
Okay.
The biggest block to manifesting is impatience and fear of the emotional pain. And all you have to do is clear it. And to manifest, just clear the emotions and the energies that are in your way. And you can start right now.
Okay. So Jason, let's explain how to do the energy work.
To clear your negative emotions, you can just sit in your chair. You don't have to sit in any special position. You're going to use your imagination. And when we say, and to eliminate, in your mind's eye, just gather up all those emotions or situations or energies that connected to what we say to eliminate and blow them into a trash can. This trash can is in your imagination. Put it off to the side and just take a gentle breath and blow it in. Don't hyperventilate. If something we clear you think doesn't apply to you, it's not going to hurt you.
Okay.
It's not going to be negative. It's not going to hurt you.
So, and then we're going to activate life force. And basically what we're going to do is activate life force and we're going to take a breath and we're going to pull in the most amazing, powerful, clear, pure light right in through the top of your head through and your heart. Let it go all the way to your toes. And then we'll do some more. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to start helping you start to manifest right now. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about manifesting and using the ecosystem approach. Let's get started to do some clearings. What do you say, Jason?
Okay, you ready to start manifesting? Here we go. This is how you do it. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions that keep me from seeing what's in my way for what I want.
Take a breath.
Blow it into the trash can.
And by the way, everyone, come back to this show continuously if you want to do manifesting. That is the number one, the very first one that you should be using, or you could be using. I'll say it that way. So, and to eliminate the numbness that keeps me from knowing the emotions, situations, and traumas that are in my way that are keeping me from manifesting. Take a nice breath. Easy.
You could go back to all of our recorded shows and do the clearings on the fourth segment, and you're going to start to manifest no matter what, even if it's in a topic that doesn't seem to make sense in terms of manifesting.
Because they will all help you get you what you want.
They'll be getting rid of those negative emotions that are keeping you from what you want.
Right. Okay. So, and eliminate my fear of the shame of my issues that keep me from clearing them. Take a breath.
My resistance to addressing those deep-seated issues, my fear of those deep-seated issues, and my preference to not address them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the jealousy that I have that somebody else has something that I want. Take a breath. Get rid of it. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions around my ego so I can see if I'm trying to manifest from my ego or from my authentic self.
Ooh, good one.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the impatience I have that makes me want what I want right now. Take a breath. The hopelessness I feel that if I don't get what I want right now, I'm never going to get it. And I'm not going to be able to survive. Take a breath.
And here's an add-on to that. I believe that I'm a good person. So, and to eliminate the false belief that if I'm a good person, I should get what I want. But the truth is, I believe the false belief that I cannot maintain me being good. And it's all confused there. So take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that being a good person is where I manifest from, when the truth is, it's from my authentic self.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the judgment I have about my issues and emotions that are in my way. Take a breath. Are we ready to activate
yes.
life force?
Let's
okay.
do it.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have the hope I need to have the patience to manifest in a way that is natural and authentic to me. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the strength to confront my deepest issues so I can manifest. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to accept the time it takes for me to manifest what it is I want. Take a breath. Let that come in through the top of your head. Go all the way to the tips of your toes. Now blow out any negative energies. And to activate life force so I can accept my essence and its needs so I can go forward in a way that is natural to me. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy. Think of that as being just a way to help yourself. Take a breath. By the way, it's kind of easy. Just take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that my authentic self will manifest what I need and what I really want. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and be able to see all the things that are in my way. Clear them, and then activate life force so I can do all the things I need to do to manifest what I want to manifest. Take a breath. In through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to be peaceful, happy, and healthy right now. And if I see that I'm not peaceful, happy, and healthy, remove the negative energies that are keeping me from being peaceful, happy, and healthy. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about, it's in the news, it's sexual assault. And I know...
Oh, I struggle with this one.
You know... I know Patricia really didn't want to do this show, but we both agreed it was necessary. You know, the truth is it's epidemic. It's everywhere. We don't, most of us, especially if we're a man, I apologize for my gender. We're kind of clueless about it. And, you know, I was just thinking back in my memory, you know, about women I've been with, who had a lot of, hints and indicators of being sexually assaulted that I just missed, you know, this isn't about that. We're going to do a show that's going to be very practical. We're going to do a show that will help you if this is... Is this an issue for you?
And if it isn't an issue for you, you know what? This is where your intentions to help the guy next to you or in the next state or clear across the country... That would just be amazing because on this one, I have to say everybody could use the removal of negative energies around sexual assault.
In fact, now that I think about it, I think we'll do some clearing for that so that we can remove collectively some of the negative energies
exactly.
around sexual assault.
Exactly.
So this is a really important show. Please tune in.
Okay. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. If you really want to feel better and make clearing consistently, constantly, and specifically, you have to sign up for our newsletter.
It's so important because if you want to manifest, just doing these clearings every week is really important. And you can do that with our newsletter.
And actually doing the clearings every day. So yes, this is the newsletter. We'd love to hear your comments. So send us a note at our email address, which is jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org. By the way, Jason loves to hear from people and we'd love suggestions for shows, which would be great. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.